This is TechCrunch.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
China's WeRide tests autonomous buses in Singapore, accelerates global ambition. By Rita Liao. After years of aggressive expansion at home, China's autonomous vehicle upstarts are now setting their gaze on overseas markets. WeRide, in particular, has been on a licensing spree. On Monday, WeRide announced that it has obtained two licenses from Singapore that will allow its robo-buses to test on public roads on a larger scale. The two permits, called M1 and T1 respectively, are granted by the Land Transport Authority, LTA, of Singapore and will enable WeRide's self-driving buses to test in areas including the One North Tech Cluster and the National University of Singapore. The news comes just 5 months after WeRide announced it had secured a self-driving license to test its robo-taxis on open roads in the United Arab Emirates, which has a bold agenda to automate its transport system. The company also holds various levels of AV permits in the U.S. and its home country, China. In recent years, China's AV companies have taken a turn to ramp up their commercial efforts, thus placing relatively less emphasis on the crash-hemorrhaging pursuit of Level 4 robo-taxis. DeepRoute, for example, is forging closer ties with car manufacturers, while others, such as WeRide, are investing in autonomous buses that move at a lower speed, in fixed routes, and have less unpredictable traffic conditions to navigate. As one of the densest cities in the world with an aging workforce, Singapore started its push into AVs in 2014 as a means to cope with its land and manpower constraints. According to the LTA, the city with over 5 million people has a measured approach to rolling out AVs and has completed the first phase in test beds or controlled environments. The island state is now gearing up to enter the second phase of development, wherein AVs for passenger and utility purposes are allowed to operate in selected areas. It's attracted other global players in the self-driving arena, including the Aptiv Hyundai joint venture Motional, which has been building and testing robo-taxis in the city. One of the licenses that WeRide obtained is called Milestone 1, or M1, which, according to the LTA's categorization, denotes that AVs can test on open roads in certain areas with safety operators who have full control of the vehicles. Entering a foreign market takes months, if not years, of relationship building with regulators and business partners, and WeRide has been diligently preparing. Its list of investors, which together have shelled out over $1.4 billion in funding, includes Smart, a major public transport operator in Singapore, and K3 Ventures, a local investment firm. On the business side, WeRide recently signed strategic cooperation agreements with Woodlands Transport Services, one of the country's largest private transport operators, and bus service company EasyBuzz. WeRide has become a poster child in the wave of Chinese tech firms expanding to Singapore, attracting the attention of high-profile political figures. In March, the city-state's Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong took a ride in a WeRide robo-taxi on his visit to China. Singapore is a regional center for the company's Asia-Pacific market expansion, WeRide's founder and CEO Tony Han said during his reception of Li's entourage. As one of China's most funded AV companies, WeRide was valued at $4.4 billion last year and confidently filed to go public in the U.S. in March.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.